Most Americans celebrate Thanksgiving by eating a large dinner of turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie. Most Americans have also been repetitively taught about the first Thanksgiving, how the Pilgrims and the Native Americans had a big feast in the woods. But how did it get from then to now? The Thanksgiving celebrated today in the U.S. took place in 1621, but most of what we know now comes from one letter, written by Edward Winslow. From history, we know that the Native Americans taught the Europeans how to hunt and gather food. It was actually intended to be a harvest festival, as Thanksgivings of the time consisted of fasting. Most Thanksgivings then were not annual celebrations, and the holiday wasn't created for years. The occasion was forgotten until media coverage brought it up again. This prompted the president of the time, Abraham Lincoln, to declare Thanksgiving a national holiday. Then in 1952, the company Swanson & Sons had 520,000 excess pounds of turkey left over from Thanksgiving. One employee, Gary Thomas, thought of the idea to pack the extra turkey into divided aluminum trays, and the TV dinner was born.
With Swanson TV turkey dinners, you just heat and serve, and you serve big and hearty slices of moist, tender Swanson turkey.
Lucky me, my wife uses Swanson TV turkey dinners.
Around a decade later, Black Friday became a common occurrence. Shopping the day after Thanksgiving was a way for stores to make a profit, which is usually referred to as being in the black, which gave it the name Black Friday. Recently, the shopping day has been considered as the start of the Christmas shopping season. So, what really is Thanksgiving then? Is it a celebration of the Pilgrims, a harvest feast, or a propagandized holiday? Throughout history, what it means to Americans has changed. But even if it's not what it's always meant, we can think of it as a time to be thankful for what we have.